Hello, and welcome to the podcast. I am Cameron, and hopefully you are hearing this on Spotify. I have no clue if you are or aren't. So, yeah. I'm just going to talk through what I'm thinking. I watched Ready Player One for, like, the fifth time a couple days ago, and every time I watch that movie, it always keeps me awake thinking that if that was real, I'd probably be, like, Mace Windu and come in at the very last second after everybody explodes at the very end and just, like, collect all the coins and then go all the way over to, Parzival and just, like, kill him. And take everything from me, like, ha, sucker. Isn't daydreaming terrific? But that's all I have to say about Ready Player One. Star Wars. I like all of the prequels. The only one out of 4, 5, and 6 is the fifth one, because I love when Family Guy did it, and the person that was playing Leia goes like, raise your right hand so we know it's you. No, your right hand. And the Luke character says, it's me, you bitch. I find that hilarious. So, well, yeah, that's what I had to say about it. It's so funny. What else? Oh, the most latest Star Wars movie? I did not understand why they did this at the very end. Where Rey and Kylo Ren kissed for no reason. It was just more of a Disney thing than Star Wars. Because, like, they did try to kill each other 4 times. They need to be locked up into an insane asylum or something, because that was some crazy stuff. Who just, like, why? And then the other girl that was trying to get Finn, I never understood why, because, like, for sure needs to be put in an insane asylum. He was about to, you know, stop the whole of First Order people by ramming into that Rey, and instead she insanely crashes into him, making, like, thousands of others die, and then kisses him. What is with Disney and kissing? And doing very insane stuff. I don't understand this. It makes no sense. At all. My mind just can't wrap around that. Oh god. Alright, well, that's that out of the way. Let's see if I can make this to 30 minutes. What else? I want to say Harry Potter, but that's more of my mom's thing. I really don't know what to say. I like board games. My favorite's Snakes and Ladders, because it's really just a bunch of luck, and I'm really good. Because I'm lucky at that one board game. Otherwise, in real life, I have the worst luck in the entire planet. It disappoints me. But, yeah. I really don't know what to say. I like Sorry. It's pretty fun. My favorite one, other than Snakes and Ladders, so really my favorite is Clue, the original version, not the kid version. I don't really like that one. I like the original version. It's really fun. One time I won like 3 times in a row. And then everybody got bored and left. because I was amazing at it. I'm kind of good at Scrabble. I really don't play it that much. Monopoly, barely play it. Let me think of more common. Oh, yeah, I play chess. I'm not really good. My ranking's like 597. I'm not that good, but I'm decent. Then again, I don't really update my ranking that much. So, I'm probably better than that. But, I remember starting out in chess, where I would just play, going against my dad. I would just keep doing it until I kept beating him. And the reason why he stopped playing is because he only liked short games. And he was a sore loser at the time. He still is. I'm trying to get into skating, but that's hard. Like, you wouldn't understand. That's hard to get into. I don't really, like, want to do stunts, really. I just want a longboard and skate down the road in peace. But my dad always makes me put, like, this helmet, shoulder thingies, and, leg thingies, hand thingies. It's really dumb. When all I really want to do is just cruise down the street without doing any tricks or anything. He wants me to do tricks, but I find those really dumb. This is longer than my draft was. Oh, my friend's texting me. I have a PlayStation. I have a lot of games. I mostly play in this order. Fortnite, please don't get mad at me. Sims, because I can. Minecraft, Apex, Warface. There's something else, I think. Well, no. Not really. Oh, no. In front of Warface, Battlefront 2, Warframe, and then Warface. And that's really all I can think of at the time. I'm not good at sports, and I don't really like it. The only sports I really do like is swimming. I'm really good at that. So I really just like stuff I'm good at. But, swimming I'm decent at. I'm not as good at it anymore because, you know, coronavirus stops everything. And our pool's always dirty or cold. I play on the keyboard sometimes. Oh yeah, Disney has been coming out with these legit helmets, which I have one of them. It's a clone trooper one. I don't know what type, but it's really cool. And my dad are planning on getting the Darth Vader one next. And then I think we're going to get the Luke one. I don't know if there's any other ones than that. But if they start coming out with costumes, we're totally getting one of those costume stands or something. We're just going to mount it on there. It's going to look super cool. But, oh man, I'm trying to think of stuff to make this last longer. I'm probably doing a terrible job. Then again, this is my first podcast, and I'm not good at this stuff. I really don't know. Movies. I'm just gonna start naming movies till I think of something interesting. Shining. It. Any of them. Us. Ooh, Terminator. I don't know why, but every time I watch it, I always find it hilarious that they come back. Dude. For like a PG-13 movie, why? I think it's PG-13. I really don't know. Why would you even put that in the storyline? Because you know so many TV shows and movies are just going to make fun of that. SNL did that. They made fun of that exact thing. In, like, Laser Cats, I think what it was called. I've been in Philadelphia. I saw that bell. It's pretty cool. It's big. Kind of want to go see either Australia or Britain. British. No. New England. Yeah, that's what it's called. I know stuff. Oh, yeah. I have another thing. My bed is super comfortable. It has a 25-pound weighted blanket with another, like, 2 or 3 blankets that I put on me. Then it has, like, 50 layers of foam, 3 pillows, the biggest bed I could think of, and if it was bigger, it'd just be too much. And people expect me to get out of my bed. It's disappointing. How could I get out of the amazing awesomeness of that bed? I just couldn't think of something like that. It'd be disappointing, is what that would be. Aw, man, just 12 minutes so far. Stuff. Oh, yeah, that reminds me. Every time I do this, in social studies, our teacher makes us write in this, journal, and we have to label it good things. And she says, I don't care, what you put in there, as long as it's either a good thing or something interesting. So usually every time I put one good thing or something interesting, and then for the rest of the two, I write stuff, stuff, stuff. She stopped doing that for coronavirus, because people realized there was really no consequences if they wrote something terrible on there. So, she stopped that immediately. Me and my dad are starting to get back into Scrubs. It's a good TV show. I watched it when I was like 6, but then for some reason we stopped. Oh yeah, about Scrubs. The game Fortnite copied the dance from there without telling Scrubs or like asking for permission, and so now, well, not now, but they sued Fortnite. It didn't work. Like it didn't work because the default dance is from, I forget, Tuck. Yeah, it's from the character Tuck, and I don't know what episode or season, but he does the default dance, and then Fortnite put it in there, assuming no one would notice, but, you know, a lot of people notice, because there's super fans of every TV show or movie, and yeah, I mean every TV show, even the weird ones, the disturbing ones. Like, stuff on public television. Like, ABC. That's some scarring, Cat in the Hat. He does some creepy and scarring stuff. If you have a mindset like me. Otherwise, if you're just a regular kid, you don't notice anything. But me, on the other hand, I get disturbed on another level. Have you seen that live-action movie of Cat in the Hat? The way he looks is disturbing. I'm scarred from it. So, yeah, there's that.
Does anybody watch The Odd Ones Out? Because right now, I'm having, like, a thought that I'm kind of, like, I'm recording in a way The Odd Ones Out does. Because I'm on a recliner in my, dungeon lair, that's what I'm gonna call it. Sitting, laying down, kind of in a closet, in a way. I don't know if you count that, but probably not. But it's similar. Stuff to think about. If you see that, like the skip ahead button, I'd probably press that 2 or 3 times. It takes me a while to get something in my head. Oh, yeah. I used to, get a bunch of Legos. I'd get my dad to build this stuff, and then I would destroy it and mix it together with something else. But, ooh, I think I covered my mic area. That's not gonna be good. But, my dad put together the correct way with every single one of the guys and put it in, like, 3 boxes. Actually, no, that was my grandmother. And, like, the first thing I really noticed was Marge Simpson just sticking her head out because her hair is too long. There's a clone trooper up there, and then there's, like, those old 1980s, I want to say, or 90s, early 90s, space guys with the E or S or whatever it is, and it's green and red. And, yeah, there's a bunch of stuff up there. There's Star Wars, DC, Marvel, Pirates, a bunch of stuff. I really don't know what to say. Most of my trophies are for a trepidation. I know how to pronounce stuff. But recently I got my first trophy. I got 5th place in chess. And I got 2 first place ribbons for chess UIL. And one first place, 1 third place. And the 3rd place one is actually not that disappointing because there's 3 of us and we answered all the questions correctly. It was only the time because we were on the tiebreaker and we were all 1 point apart. So if I answered 3 questions, I would be tied with the first place. If I answered if I answered 3 more questions, I would be tied with first place. If I answered 2 more questions, I'd be tied with second place. But I didn't do either of those. So, I got 3rd place. It was a good 3rd place if you think about it, because there was like 25 questions. Then again, it wasn't really that hard. Only if you were a moron, it'd be hard. Because my first place one, I was so shocked I got 3rd place. So I was an hour late to the competition because we read the time wrong. And I had like 10 minutes to answer my questions. Still got 1st place. I tied with somebody though, but it really didn't matter to me. So, yeah. One time I went to David Buster. And I got this game. It's not what you think it is, if you think wrong, but the game is the game of sex. It really means gender, because the cashier person was like, "Hey, I hope you know this," and I just immediately told them I knew. I have a computer that doesn't work. I have a PlayStation that I normally just... No, not... PlayStation I play with. Like, play video games. The Xbox, I watch TV shows. I usually go on Disney and watch Simpsons, and that's it. I really don't know what to say now. I have a laser tag thing. It's pretty cool. I don't think any of it has batteries. But I did use it, like, twice. Both of the times were to go against my friends. They were just spending the night. Yeah, that was really it. Oh, made it to 20 minutes. I just noticed. No big deal. But, I have a clock that doesn't work. I have a map for no reason. I have two rooms. And my own restroom. I live like a king in my house. My dad has... In this house, I basically own it. Even though my dad pays all the bills and stuff, I've taken territory of my bedroom, this game room, a restroom, a hallway, just an extra room for no reason, a weird closet thing. My dad has his bedroom and his bathroom. And we both share the kitchen, laundry room, and living room. So, yeah, I call dibs on attics, so basically I own that too. It's pretty cool. I'd rather do this instead of YouTube videos because no one sees me in my ugly pimple face. It's mostly pimples. I always forget to put the pimple stuff on there. It's very disturbing to look like. I look like one of those trolls that are under a bridge that ask you riddles before you pass by. I'm generally stumps. I can't speak. I can't think of anything to talk about. I'm just gonna go back to chess. I have a bunch of chess stuff. I even have a Simpsons chessboard. They stopped making those. They're very rare. I painted my own chess pieces. I have a professional chess board. I live like 15 minutes away from my house. I just remembered what the timer hour was for. I was supposed to go on a walk today. I thought that the hour, I set a timer for an hour. I thought that was for when I called my mom, but it was for when I go outside to go on a walk. I completely forgot about that. At least I can delay my shower time now. Success. I have this like little tiny lottery thing. Every time my friends come over here, they try to do it, and then they give it to me, and I do the thing down one time, and I win immediately. Because they suck at luck. So do I. I did get lucky with my friends. And my family.